The pandemic has pushed many of our interactions onto computer screens, two-dimensional surfaces that lack the depth we're used to. Reporter Ari Daniel brings us the story of someone who's always seen the world that way and is publicly embracing it for the first time.
From the day she was born, it was clear something was up with Sandy Goldberg.
One of my eyes was turned so far in that the colored part of it was barely showing. Just by looking at me, you could see that there was something wrong.
People with two working eyes see the world in 3D, but without vision in her right eye, Goldberg's world was flat.
As a little kid, like bike riding, I would just like run into parked cars and trying to pour like my own milk into the glass, and I just pour it onto the table.
In the first grade, doctors patched the eye she could see out of.
They thought they could bring out some vision in the other eye, but they kind of didn't realize that there was no vision in the other eye. So I remember that year really well because it was dark.
After the patch, she began to fall in love with art.
I started like taking out art books from my local library because they were created to be flat. Paintings and drawings felt more comfortable than the rest of the world.
Goldberg lived outside New York City, and she remembers this one day, taking the bus to the Metropolitan Museum of Art. A Van Gogh painting stopped her in her tracks.
It was one of those tall, dark cypress trees. And I didn't know anything about art, but I remember seeing a couple of paint strokes of the blue sky background that came over in front of the tree that was supposed to be in the foreground. I just was so excited by that.
Goldberg was fitted with a contact lens for her seeing eye. Without it, that eye would have degenerated as well. The contact didn't provide any peripheral vision, but it let her see through a kind of tunnel in front of her left eye. She continued her exploration of art, first as a spectator and then as a maker.
I had lots of exhibitions, but I did this series called Bad Eye Paintings. By putting a patch over my seeing eye, I'm almost painting by feeling. And the image was always a chicken that you buy in the supermarket, that like totally vulnerable, feckless, cold thing with no power and a big hole in its body where you stick your hand. And I wanted to paint the most ridiculous thing I could in the most ridiculous way possible.
Feckless chickens. You rarely hear that word, and even more rarely applied to poultry. This was the one body of work Goldberg never showed anyone.
How I was seeing at the time felt super personal. I didn't want to have to explain it.
Goldberg's interest in making art ultimately waned, in part because she didn't like the ego of it all, but also because she found she loved helping others understand the art already in the world. She became a writer and producer of audio guides.
Opening people's eyes in the museum, I just feel like I can guide them through a two-dimensional work of art in a way that feels like welcome to my two-dimensional world. Like I had more to give.
And give she has, for over 20 years, to museums all over the world.
The light is a sour, yellow, aggressive light.
The toys are covered in pearls. They're covered in fabrics.
It's for anybody with eyes. It's for us.
An antiquated...
The Met in New York, the Guggenheim, the MFA in Boston, Tate Britain, the National Museum of Qatar, even the Van Gogh Museum in Amsterdam.
Yeah, and she did an incredible job.
Anne Blokland is a senior curator there, and she's worked with Goldberg on a few audio tours.
She picked out these details or certain colors or things that stood out to her. And I thought, well, you really noticed. You really picked out the right thing.
Although Goldberg's embraced 2D reality in her personal life, professionally, it's been another matter. She's never once told the curators and her collaborators at the museums about her flattened perspective.
I think if I revealed it, people would see it maybe as like a disability. I'm supposed to help others to see when they could mistakenly think I can't see myself.
And then the coronavirus hit.
People complain about their Zoom meetings and meeting their friends on screens and how it didn't feel like real life. And I thought, well, yes, it does. It does for me. So I just started thinking maybe this is my moment to kind of come out, as it were, as a 2D person.
I never knew anything about Sandy's eye condition until now.
Anne Blockland again.
I can understand that she would be a bit hesitant to tell us about it because it's all about looking. That's what we do in art. And I'm not sure if Sandy sees more, but I guess she just sees it different.
It's the kind of thing that's been said of Vincent van Gogh.
Finding a completely new way to interpret what's right in front of you. It's just a new way of looking.
For the first time in decades, she's expressing herself visually on paper again, and she's telling everybody about her eyesight, which she now considers her own special superpower. For Here and Now, I'm Ari Daniel.